So let's review. B'mukdashin eino kein. The Mishnah said that with most kabbanas, even if the meat is tamei, we can still do zrikas adam as long as the chalif still exists. Masnit imani, Rabbi Shua hi. Our Mishnah assumes like Rabbi Shua, who holds that if either a kazayis of basar or a kazayis of chalif remains, we can do zrikas adam. If a half a kazayis of each remains, we cannot combine the two, because as Rashi explains, the achilas adam, the achilas mizbeach limits tarfin. The eating of man and the consumption of the mizbeach cannot be combined. If it was a carbon oila, it can be combined because it's all achilas mizbeach. All the chalev and basr get burned in the mizbeach together. Rabbi Shua derives from the pasuk that says, "V'hikter ha'chalev l'reich nichayech l'Hashem," that having chalev is enough to allow zrika. And similarly, if only the aseres ha'kaved v'shtei ha'kloyes, the diaphragm and kidneys, still exist, we can also do zrika. If, however, all parts of the carbon are tamei, but the minchas nesachim, the accompanying carbon mincha, is still tahar, we cannot do the zrika. Zok the Mishnah, "Nitma kahal oy rubai." If the majority of the Jewish people, or the Kahanim are Tomei, the Korban Pesach can be brought Betoma. Nitma miyatakol ha-tahirin oisneserishin, va-tamein oisnesesheni. If only a minority of the people are Tomei, the majority of the people bring the Korban Pesach on Pesach Rishon, and those who are Tomei bring it on Pesach Sheni. The Braisa adds a third circumstance, that the Pesach can be brought Betoma, if the Klisharis are Tomei, even if most of the people are Tahar. There's a machlekes amirum as to the details of the case of klisharis that are tamei. Amrav Chizda, leishanu el shenitma hasaken b'tmei meis. We only bring the pesach b'tuma if the klisharis became tamei from a dead body, where the principle of cherev harei kachol makes the kelim and avi avoyis tuma, which will make the sheichet tamei. Since we cannot avoid bringing the pesach b'tuma saguf, which is an iser karis, everybody can bring the pesach b'tuma, including the tamei. However, if the knife became tamei from a sheretz, where it merely becomes a Rishon L'Tumah, which would be Mitame the Basar but not the person, we cannot bring the Pesach B'Tumah, because Tumas Basar is only an Isser Lav, and we cannot allow the Tameim to bring their Pesach B'Tumas Haguf and Isser Karas. Therefore, only the Taharim would bring the Korban Pesach. This assumes Tumah D'Chuyah B'Tzibur. So even if we cannot avoid Tumas Basar, we still try to see to it that only Tahar people bring it and avoid Tumas Haguf. Rav Amar, Afal Tamei Nami Avdi. Rava holds that even if the knife became tamei from a sheretz, we allow everybody to bring the carbon, because he learns from a pasuk that tumas basr and tumas haguf are linked, and whenever the meat is going to be tamei anyway, the people bring the carbon may be tamei as well. Itmar, harei shahayu yisrael mechtze tahir umechtze tamei. If exactly half of Klal Yisrael is tahar and half is tamei, we have a machlekes amiram. Rava ma mechtze mechtze kareiv. Rav holds each half is considered majority. So they both bring the Korban Pesach on Pesach Rishon, but they do it separately, so the Tar people's Korban stay Tar. The Tarim cannot bring the Pesach B'tumah because they are a Rav, not a Miyat. The Tmein can bring the Pesach B'tumah because they are also considered a Rav. Rav Kahana Amar, Mechtza Mechtza Eina Karev. Rav Kahana holds that neither half is a majority. Therefore, the Tarim bring it on Pesach Rishon, because Taharim always bring it on Pesach Rishon, even when they are the minority, where they join the Tameyan to bring the Pesach B'tumah. There are two versions in Rav Kahana regarding the Tameyan. The Tameyan bring it on Pesach Sheni, because they are considered a Miyat, a minority, and therefore Nitchila Pesach Sheni. They do not bring a Korban Pesach at all. They cannot bring it a Pesach Rishon B'tumah, because they're not a Rav. They cannot bring a Pesach Sheni, because they're not a Miyat either, and are therefore not Nitchila Pesach Sheni. After showing how both Rav and Rav Kahana, according to both versions, can read our Mishnah, the Gemara brings brises that seem to support each opinion. Tanya Kavasei de Rav. The brises says explicitly that when it is 50-50, each group brings their own Korban Pesach. Rav Kahana would explain this brise to be a reflection of a different Tana who holds Mechza Mechza Karev, but he passes like those Tanaim that say Mechza Mechza in a Karev. Tanya Kalishna Kama de Rav Kahana. The Braisa explicitly says that when it's 50-50, the Taharin bring Pesach Rishon, and the Tmein bring Pesach Sheni. Rav and the second version of Kahana would understand this Braisa to be speaking about a case where the men were Rav Taharin, and the women were Rav Tmein, but when taken together they were 50-50. This Braisa holds Noshim Berishon Rishus. Women are not obligated in Pesach Rishon, and therefore not counted, leaving us with the men who are Rav Taharin, and the Mia Tmein are Nitchila Pesach Sheni. Tanya Kalishna Basa Drav Kahana. The Braisa explicitly says that when it is 50-50, the Taharin do Pesach Rishon, and the Tameim do not bring any Karban Pesach, not Pesach Rishon, not Pesach Sheni. Rav would explain that the Braisa is talking about a case where the men were 50-50, and the women were Reif Taharin, so that when taken together, they were Reif Taharin. This Braisa holds Nashim Rishon Chayva, Ubisheni Rishos. Women are obligated, and therefore counted in their Pesach Rishon. Therefore, the Tameim cannot bring a Pesach Rishon because they're the minority. However, women are not obligated and therefore not counted in the Pesach Sheni. Therefore, the Tamein of the men are 50%, who according to Rav cannot bring a Pesach Sheni because they are Nidain Kiroiv. The first version of Kahana would understand the Braisa to be speaking about a case where the men were Rav Tamein and the women were Rav Tahirin, but when taken together, they were 50-50. As explained earlier according to Rav, this Braisa holds Nashim Barishon Cheva Ubishen Rishus. Women are obligated and therefore counted in the Pesach Rishon to be 50-50. Therefore, the Tamein cannot bring a Pesach Rishon B'tumah, because according to Rav Kahana, they are not considered a Rav. However, women are not obligated and therefore not counted in the Pesach Sheni. Therefore, the men are Rav Tamein who cannot bring a Pesach Sheni. Gufa. Harisha HaYisrael Mechtzit Taharin U'Mechtzit Tamein. The Braisa quotes four opinions about how much of a majority is needed to bring the Pesach B'tumah. The Tanna Kamma holds, even the majority of a single person is enough to be Rav Tamein, who can bring the Pesach B'tumah. Rav Elazar ben Masi holds that a one-person majority is not enough, it must be at least two or more. Rav Shimon holds, Shevet Echad Ikri Kal. Even if one Shevet is mostly Tamei, and the rest of the Shvatim are Tahar, each brings their own carbon on Pesach Rishon, because the Shevet is considered an independent community that has its own majority. In other words, the one Shevet brings their Pesach B'tumah separately, and the other Shvatim, of course, bring their Pesach B'tahara separately. Rabbi Yehuda holds that even if just one Shevet is Tameh, we treat it like 50-50, because they are considered Kahal, and everybody brings Pesach Rishon B'tumah, because in Korban Tzibur Chalak, we do not split up the Tzibur.